Hi, this is Sam. Today's going to be a short show because I don't really have too much to talk about, really. I looked on MSNBC and there's really nothing of substance, or at least nothing interesting that I want to look at. I didn't go to Yahoo Mail because they always use those Flash Player ads and those really, really, really annoy me. So I decided not to do it. But, well, you guys caught me at a time where I drink my coffee usually. Actually, you didn't catch me. I decided to do my show during the time that I normally drink my coffee, and that's precisely what I'm doing. I'm drinking my coffee while I am chatting with you guys, or at you guys. What I wonder is, how many of you are listening to me in your car? How many at your computers at your home, or at your computers at work, or on your iPod as you're jogging or something? I'm just curious to know these things. Where and when do most people listen to my show, my listenership, the few people who do? And for those who are keeping tabs on me, no, there wasn't a show yesterday. I wanted to do a show yesterday. I even started to do a show yesterday, but the program that I use, Audacity, is very difficult for me to edit with, and so I was having editing problems, and finally I just got so frustrated that I decided not to to just scrap yesterday's show. If anyone knows of relatively inexpensive software that's good for both recording stuff like this and also recording guitar and music and stuff like that, that'd be great, because I do both. And from what I understand, somebody's trying to get me into using a program called Cakewalk. I'm not sure if any of you have heard of that, but if you guys have any feedback about that, I'd love to hear it. Email me at bluecansam@gmail.com. I guess what I'll do is I'll talk about coffee. Caffeine, well, I'll combine what I'm doing today, drinking coffee, with what I was talking, with what I wanted to talk about yesterday, which was diets and fat people and stuff like that. Well, I drink coffee, and I don't put any sugar, any additives, you know, no cream, no creamer, no milk, whatever, so on and so forth. I put none of that stuff in my coffee. The reason I don't is because that's supposed to be a bad thing for people on a diet. You gain more weight, and the cream is bad for you, and apparently 4 teaspoons of sugar, which is actually what I used to put in my coffee, is worth so many pounds of fat or whatever. Anyways, on the weekends I do treat myself with a Starbucks coffee. I can't help myself. And those are also extremely fattening. I get an iced mocha, easy ice, from a venti, it's a venti size, from Starbucks on the weekends, generally on Saturdays. I guzzle it down. And I love those coffees because they're so strong. I'm a strong coffee drinker. I love my coffee with a kick. After I'm done with it, I like when my fingers kind of get that tingly, quivery feeling, which is also supposed to be bad for you. Especially for somebody like me who doesn't have such a great heart. But back to the whole dieting thing. What it was, I was reading off a list that listed the top 10 diet misconceptions that are out there, and I don't remember them off the top of my head. I do remember bits and pieces of them, though. One of them was diet pills are bad for you. That's one of the top 10. Well, the misconception is that diet pills are good for you and that they help you lose weight, but that just isn't true. And I know that from personal experience, actually. My freshman year of college, I took diet pills called Stackers, like Stacker 2s. And not so recently, within the past couple of years, many kids have been dying from this. What kids do is they take this pill, Stacker 2, which is essentially a caffeine pill with ephedrine in it, real ephedrine. It's not, you know, it's pure grade. And what they do is they take this pill, and then they go and work out, and in the midst of their workout, they die of a heart attack. Now, I'm assuming this happens if you take more than one. You are only supposed to take one within a given day. Some people do take more, but at any rate, I started doing this my freshman year of college, and I didn't have a weight problem freshman year. The reason why I started taking them freshman year was for their caffeine purposes, for to study and to keep up with my work, because I just was really maladjusted to the college environment. It was really nothing I was used to. I lived in a dorm, and everything just went haywire, basically. And at any rate, I started taking these pills, and sophomore year, I practically had a nervous breakdown because I was taking these pills, and what they did is they made me so aware of my work and so conscientious of just how badly I was doing, and caffeine in general just wreaks havoc on anybody's emotions, especially at that level, because they quite literally can keep you awake for 3 days in a row. I mean, it's crystal meth in a pill is what it is. And I took that, and finally I had my little nervous breakdown, and I decided that I would get off those pills, and after that I felt much better. It worked to get off those pills, and it's not as if it kept my weight down. And when you move to college in the dorms, as I did, there's something called the freshman 15 that happens to you, and the reason the freshman 15 happens is because once you move into the dorms, you start eating really horrible food that's very bad for you, and also extremely fattening for you, and you also start drinking beer, which, you know, I mean, I think all of you know the dietary properties of a beer. So the diet pills didn't keep off the freshman 15. I actually had a freshman 20. So clearly those pills just don't work. What I reverted back to was drinking Mountain Dew and, well, having my coffee. I discovered coffee shops and places, neat little coffee shops in Iowa City, which is where I went to college. And drinking there, and it was always good, and I had a jolly bag of a time, and I didn't even discover Starbucks until 2 years ago, I think it was. And interestingly enough, everybody rants and raves about how expensive their coffee is, and how it's not good, and they just bitch and moan about Starbucks, essentially because it's a big business, and for some reason people really hate big businesses and think it's the worst thing in the world. You can go to my journal, greatestjournal.com/users/latte, LATTE, time, TIME, and there's a debate there about Walmart, and I think everybody who's commented and argued and debated on my journal brought up some good points. I don't think Walmart's as bad as people make it out to be. It's supposed to be a big, all-crushing chain, but if you go to my journal, I don't want to rehash any of that stuff because it's very long and involved, but what you can say about Walmart, you can say about Starbucks, basically, and that's why I think most people hate Starbucks. But I've been to little coffee shops, and yes, their coffee, the coffee there is good, but it's more expensive than Starbucks. You don't get anywhere near as much quality as Starbucks. I think a venti mocha at Starbucks is 32 ounces of pure wallop. And it's $4.50, I think. $4 or $4.50. Now, for a 20 ounce of coffee at a local coffee shop that you go to, it's about $5. Now, I think that's... And the coffee isn't too much better. You know, it's not like far and away blowing Starbucks out of the water, these little coffee houses. So I think for the price and the quantity, you get more from Starbucks than you would anywhere else. It's your best bet, really. Especially if you want specialty coffees like lattes and mochas and mochaccinos and cappuccinos and yabba labba labba. Something I encourage you guys, though, is to never get a brewed coffee from Starbucks, though. Those are absolutely awful. They taste like rot. They smell bad. And, yeah, I couldn't even finish mine. I got a 20-ounce, and I couldn't even get past the first 4 ounces, I think. Anyways, back to the fat thing. I think I've exhausted that. I mean, I'm trying to lose weight now by drinking coffee without sugar, cream, or milk. I'm also eating balance bars, which is basically blocks of vitamin and chocolate. Actually, blocks of vitamin with chocolate surrounding it to try and make the vitamins taste better. And you eat that for breakfast and lunch, and then for dinner, you just have a reasonable meal. You know, it doesn't have to be super health conscious, but it is good to have your vegetables in there and your meat and stuff, but it doesn't have to be very big or anything. This is for people who care. I have a friend, Mike, who's on the Subway diet, and he says that that's working really well for him, but I don't have the time nor the stamina to be able to do that. The closest Subway here to my apartment in California is about 5 miles away, so which would make a 10-mile round trip, and that's just too much for a Subway diet. Though guaranteed I would lose weight by going on it. But I'm gonna stick to this. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm gonna cut it off now. So here's my contact information, though. If you have any comments or any answers to the question I posed at the beginning of this cast, please send them to bluecansam@gmail.com. If you want to check out my forum, go to http://www.greatestjournal.com/users/blueworld. And you can join the forum there and comment and, you know, it's basically a discussion board if you want to, you know, if you guys are into that sort of thing. To subscribe to my feed, I have two of them now. It depends on which one's more compatible for you. You can go to bluecansam.blogspot.com/adam.xml or feeds.feedburner.com/bluesworld. BLUESWORLD. And you can get my show updates whenever you want to. All right. Thank you for listening. Until next time, have a pleasant existence. Sam would like to apologize for constantly failing to make this show shorter.